realizes this body, this image he realizes, I'm so alive, the spiritual identity. He also realizes Krishna's roof, bone, lila, Kapil Dev is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, said, the way the stream of Ganga River flows towards the ocean, just by hearing my qualities, his mind is always attracted or attached towards me. A type of bhakti is called Nirguna Bhakti. The sadhar, Jagrati sadhar, and waking, sleeping, or deep sleep also, is meditating on the Lord Sri Krishna in waking state. Generally, a person's mind may be veered towards a material object, but a Jagrati sadhar, his mind does not deviate towards any material sense object. In the waking stage, the eyes, ears, nostrils, the other external senses, they remain conscious and active, but a Jagrati sadhar is always remembering, meditating on the Lord. Although for ordinary people in this world, everything may seem real of this world, but his desires do not seem to be true. In deep sleep, his five senses are also remaining like unconscious. That's why his mind is also not meditating on the material object. Now the mind is restricted meditating on the material sense object. And he enters, his mind enters into the subtle kingdom. In the subtle mind he enters now. Whatever mind sees in the waking state, in sleeping also he remembers or meditates on the same thing. Whatever he's seeing in waking state, or whatever he has seen earlier, those same things he meditates on when he's sleeping, a general person. But for Jagrati sadhar, in dream also, like other Goswamis is described, all the time they are having darshan of Radha and Krishna. In deep sleep, that in the gross senses, the mind, intelligence, all of them, false ego also is sleeping, or it is inactive in deep sleep. The gross senses, they are all inactive in deep sleep. Means it is very blissfully sleeping, resting, no worries. Or he has no worries in this stage. But for Jagrati sadhar, even in deep sleep also, he remains meditating on the Lord. Suppose an ordinary person loses consciousness, he will not remember anything. He becomes like senseless. But Jagrati sadhar, in that condition also, through his soul, he is serving the Lord. He meditates on the Lord through his mind, through his subtle senses, also he is serving the Lord. Oh, I am this body and matka, just that, oh, this wealth is mine, this is my son, my wife, my home, etc. These two tendencies me and mine, this remains prominent in general people, but the Brahmagyani, the Jnanis, they burn the fire of Jnana, they burn these two tendencies that they themselves think we Brahma, Brahma. We don't have our own individual identity. That is merged in the Brahma. And Jatrapi Sadas. The realization of the spiritual identity all comes to realize he comes to realize the spiritual identity of it. Either he is a Shanghata, Das, and all those things that are connected to Krishna, he comes to realize those things. This is the difference between the materialist people and the Sadhu. A perfect spiritual identity, person comes to realize it, and then he performs the limbs of a Kravan Kitan, etc. That time the spiritual identity, in this age, Guru Dev gives him his spiritual identity. Before this, he may get some mentally concocted spiritual identity, and definitely such a person is going to fall down. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma also, he has described all these things. In the heart of Jatrati Sadhak, naturally, his spiritual identity is realized. Who am I? It becomes so matured, his spiritual entity in his heart, for a Jatrati Sadhak, he even forgets the external consciousness of his body. This is me, this body, like Narayan Maharaj, I will forget. What? That spiritual identity, that is eternal spiritual identity, all the time, he remains conscious and never he forgets it for us. Okay. So, is not any stage which he has not described in his statements. All these stages he has described. For Jatrati Sadhak, now his positiveness towards the body has mostly been lost. When he attains complete freedom from this material entity, then he attains fame. Such a devotee will always keep such moves hidden, but when Jatrati appears in his heart, all the symptoms, he tries to hide, but he is not able to hide. Those who understand Bhakti Tattva, they will understand his stages, but other people think of him as foolish, crazy, mad. What are the symptoms of such a Bhakta? Shantira Vrtakala from Shri Goswami calling himself. In these words,
Jagatri Mante,
The budding bud of pain arises in his heart. Rosy appears. This is the symptom. These are the symptoms of the person. What? Shanti. A cause may be present because obstacles are disturbing in his life. Still, he is not disturbed. His mind does not deviate towards any material acts. He doesn't waste a single second except for chanting or meditating on the limbs of Bhakti, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhagavan, etc. His mind is always at the fore. One second also, his mind or activities does not go towards any material activity. Virakti means enjoyment of the senses like touch or hearing of the material objects. He loses all, he has all attachment towards these things. This is Virakti. He is having, having all the qualities, but still he remains without any pride. This is Manshunyata. Definitely I will attain the Lord. Definitely I will attain perfection. With this hope, is...
Your call is disconnected.
Attachment to Vasudvasthali, he always likes to reside in the past temple of Lord Vrindavan, Vrindavana, etc., all these places. If he is not able to reside physically, still by mind, he wants to reside in these places. He has this desire. These are symptoms. By all the symptoms, one can understand. But how will understand this? Who himself is Sattva-gyani? Let's take Uttam Bhagavat. Only he can understand.
So the boy is doing a chief Rati Obama Indian home, Jara Rati Sara. And it says Obama Leela Katal always going in his mind in an unbroken chain, like honey flowing from a jar. He senses swastika. That means the pastime of Krishna flowing in his heart continuously. And he's remembering the Krishna at the state of Dhruva Anusmriti. He's not growing even for a moment. The jiva has three stages of consciousness. Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. But the sadhana in the state of bala always experiences Krishna. In these three stages, means he is always beyond them. Even for one second, he does not forget his setup to Sri Krishna. In the stage of Anapanasati, he realizes his spiritual body, or his Siddha Deha. From Sri Krishna, the 300 Bhagavatam has said, Ma Guna Sutta Matrina, Mai Sava Mahasri, Manogate, Avishna Gata Kamdam Sam, Amudam. Like the Ganga flows towards the ocean in an unbroken stream, in the same way the devotee who is practicing Nirguna Bhakti, their remembrance of me also grows continuously. In that state where Rati is not awoken, Ajahn Rati Sarat, in the three stages of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep and dreaming stage, we do forget Krishna. But in the state of Raja Yoga, no forgetfulness, despite these two main three stages. The state, the sadhaka has not experienced Rati. There's five gyanindriya, there's five senses of hearing, smell, taste, and touch, etc. Always run towards the objects of the senses. But the Jhanarami sadhaka, their senses always run towards the Dhamma of Sri Krishna. In an awakened state. In this giving state, even though the five gyanindriyas are not working, still the mind is enjoying, the mind is functioning. The mind, or the subtle body of the mind intelligence and false self, experience everything, or dream of everything that they experience in the past or in the present. What we have seen in the past, we think of in a dream. So the devotee, the Jhanarami Sadhak, even though Mahabhati has awakened, even in dreams, they never contemplate material objects. Rather, they always have darshan of Sri Radha and Krishna. My Sri Radha, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sapne Radha Vinade. And the third state of consciousness, the Sutta, means my third consciousness, when you sleep, when you don't dream of anything. At that time, in the sadhana of the Mahabhati has not awoken, the gross and subtle bodies are not functioning, there is no remembrance. But still, the devotee of the Mahabhati has arisen. Even in such a state of susupta avastha, still even then he remembers Krishna. When all these times fall unconscious, they cannot remember anything. But a Jhanarami Sadhak, even if they fall unconscious, still they remember Krishna's name, form, qualities, or pastimes. The Sadhaka from Bhavati has no organ or a conditioned soul, always thinks in terms of I and mine. They have a choice of monitor. For what is related to this body, each painting, this body is me. The jnani, the impersonalist, these two perceptions of I and mine are completely dissolved in the fire of Brahmajnana. But the devotee in the state of Bhav, these two, I and mine, are completely related to Krishna. In terms of I, he thinks in terms of me to the truth. I am a servant of Krishna, Dalya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhu. And Maya is only in relationship to Krishna, and that which is related to Krishna. Krishna is Maya, everything related to Krishna is also Maya. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee has a complete realization of his Siddha Deha. He's perfected spiritual body. The devotee has his own realization, and Guru also gives some help at that stage. If you speculate about this, if you are sitting there before you awake to the Bhavati, you will fall down. Therefore, in Bhavati, the devotee is completely perfect. And he is completely forget his bodily identification. I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am anything. In fact, 25 days, he only remembers his real identity, his Siddha Deha. That's what I'm going to say. I forget all other identities and only remember my identity as a gopi. Srila Bhaskar Thakur has described everything. There is nothing he has left undescribed. In the state of Bhavati, the only trying to conceal his Radhi or his Bhav Krishna. But he cannot conceal everything. Those who do not understand what is Bhakti, they think he is mad or foolish. But the devotee understands devotion, they can see these nine symptoms in the Jhana Antikala. Shanti, Antikala, Virat, Man, Sulita, Asamata, Samukhita, Adhikana, Namamichi, Ashakta, Kajuna, Karani, Matsi, Priti, Sattva, Pesari. These nine symptoms are seen, and only the devotee who is expert in Bhakti can see them in the Jhana Antikala. Shanti, means, even though there are so many causes, so many reasons to be disturbed by lust or greed or anger, still, despite many causes being present, the devotee is not disturbed. And the other one, meaning never waste a second. Apart from the hearing and chanting and remembering the glory of the Guru Vaishnava, they never perform any other activity. Thereafter, they are completely detached Because they have no whole people, they have a great whole. I want to see Bhagavan. I want to achieve perfection. Samukasa, they are very enthusiastic, very greedy to achieve Sri Krishna. Sadhana Garuji, they always have so much taste in chanting the name of Krishna. For the pastime or the describing the rhythm of Krishna. Krishna Sri Krishna. They always like to stay in places where Krishna performs his pastimes, like Govardhan or Vrindavan. And if for some reason they are outside of Vrindavan, they always remember Vrindavan within their mind. Sri Rupa Goswami has described these are the nine symptoms of a devotee in the stage of Bhagavan.
Very, very rare.
Simple,
but a person who receives of the peace, which I'm seeing remains quite prominent, very difficult to say such a person. By the lens of the bhakti, by sadhan, we may attain the state. He is aiming towards Rati with all the functions of his life, by the lens of bhakti. He is aiming towards Rati, Mahabhakti. He is realizing by Shravan Kirtan and by following Raganuga Bhakti. The Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti under the parampara of Mahaprabhu.
It
doesn't mean that it is going to appear something new, something like it is there, the spiritual entity in itself. But you have to realize that Dr. Vakalya or Madhura, some spiritual entity is there in every living entity. Brahma Vahati Sattva is completely a devotee by sadhana and bhajan, by his functions of his bodily activities. How do you perform your shravan kirtan by tongue? If the tongue was not there, you cannot perform. If the ears were not there, you cannot perform. If the mind is not there, you cannot meditate. These senses are all material. Through these material senses, still he performs sadhan and he in his heart, but he appears in his heart. This is called
sadhan.
All these functions of this power, he performs sadhan and he is Bhagavatam. And then your life will be successful.
So during all this, we can imagine how rare is Bhava-bhakti. But one thing we should know, that really, this Nityasthita Bhava, our eternal blessing, emotions towards Krishna, is already inside of us. As if they are there, that eternal mood is there. As the person, the devotee who uses his senses to achieve this Bhava, or Rati, that person is a real star. Therefore, if there is really such a Vesta Satyamal, it is such a Manasam, it is really such a Vesta. The devotee who uses their external senses to achieve this Nityasthita Bhava, that person is called the Sadhana. Therefore, keeping this Bhava Bhakti as our goal, we should perform Shravan, Kirtan, and Smaran. Following the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Raja Yoga Sadhana. A person who does this is a real Sadhana. Therefore, every single one of us has one of these emotions of Satya, 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 O Madhura, there within us. It is eternally there. The Brahmavari, by Shri Mukti, they desire to give up this body, leave this body. But if you have no body, you will do sadhana. If you have no sound, you cannot turn. You have no ears, you cannot hear. You have no mind, you cannot think. Then how you will perform sadhana? How you will do bhajan and achieve bhavabhakti? They have a devotee, that's not like a Brahmavari. The devotees, we use our senses in the process of sadhana to achieve nadi, and then we can be called sadhas. If by doing this parakram, this mood has entered into our heart, then our parakram is complete.
Today our vow of Kartik is finishing. Tomorrow, Purnima, we have completed today by night, we will finish tomorrow. Whatever rules and regulations we have been following for following Kartik month, we will finish today. Our Panda, who has taken us to all these holy places, I want that Panda, I should give him some pranami I want to offer him. No. You have given some donations to give you gold and etc. Maybe your money is also finished. But whoever has some debt, all of them, the Panda of this place is very generous and he is also serving our mutt and our devotees in many ways. That's why you will give something English.
That now our brother is going to be introduced and created. So, I request you all to give something of Patanjali. It is very simple and generous and he always helps me.
Ask
for poet, Prabhu Kajan Pabdi. As people are renowned, the devotees are going for mystical preaching. Whoever wants to go for preaching, then, hospital, then, just like a center. That is a center with myself, a prayer for the gospel.
Thank you.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.